friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Lennon and Fox. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget to smash the follow button right now so that you don't miss any of our awesome adventures. Are you guys ready for today's story? Me too, let's go! Lennon and her brother Fox loved volunteering at the local pet store. They loved to go there and help take care of the pets and clean their cages and feed them, and it was always a really fun day when they got to go to the pet store and help. Well, today they were getting all their shoes on and getting everything ready. They even brought their lunch with, which that's a fun idea, to eat lunch with your pet friends. Yeah. Well, Lennon and Fox were all ready. They jumped in the car and off they drove. Their parents were animal experts and were really excited that Lennon and Fox were helping at the pet store. As they arrived in the parking lot, Lennon and Fox were looking out the window, eagerly awaiting.
"I can't wait to see all my pet friends," said Lennon.
"I know, and I can't wait to feed them, and oh, they get so excited when we walk in the door," said Fox. But as they pulled into the parking lot, something looked wrong. It was not normal. "Wait, Lennon, do you see that? The owners are standing outside. Something's not right." Lennon and Fox jumped out of the car and ran over to where the owner was standing. And the owner said, "Guys, I don't know how to tell you this, but something terrible happened last night. All the animals are gone, and I don't know what to do."
"They're gone? What do you mean?" said Lennon.
"Like, I don't even understand," said the store owner. "Like, last night, everything was fine. Everything was in their place, and I locked the doors, and when I got back here this morning, everything was gone. It's like someone kidnapped all the animals."
"Are you kidding me?" said Fox. I'm taking this personally. We've got to figure this out. All right, have you checked the cameras yet?"
"Oh, no, I just got here a few minutes ago. I haven't checked anything. But that's a great idea, Fox. Let's go."
The owner opened the door, and as Lennon and Fox ran inside, they couldn't believe it. It was like everything was still in its place, except all the animals were completely missing. All the fish, all the cats, gerbils and birds, everything was gone. They ran to the back room and sat down in some chairs right in front of all the screens. There was a wall of all the security cameras that had been working last night. Whew, good thing. And as they pressed play to watch the recordings from last night, they started to talk. And
"Lennon, I can't believe this. What do you think would do this?" said Fox.
"I don't know, but I'm glad we have footage of this, because this is definitely going to show us who the bad guys are."
"Wait, they're gone. Look, just in a split second, all the animals, look at the video."
They rewound the video and looked at it again. And in the blink of an eye, there was a flash that happened in the room. And then all the creatures were gone.
Whoa, said Lennon.
"I've seen this before in like a movie or maybe in spy training or I'm not sure, but
you're getting a laugh, but I'm pretty sure that was the flash from an alien."
"An alien?" shouted Fox.
The owner, his eyes looked cross. "Lennon, I don't know about aliens. Maybe someone just flicked the lights on really quick and cut the video out."
No. "Look, the video doesn't even... Look, it's not skipping any time. No one erased anything. And that light does not look normal. Watch."
Lennon flipped the light on in the pet store and flipped it on and off. And sure enough, it did not look like the same light that came on during the video. "Okay, Lennon, I think you might be onto something, but I don't know what to do," said the owner. "Oh, don't worry. Fox and I know exactly what to do." Lennon and Fox ran back to the car. They always brought their spy gear with them just in case. And they put on all their gear and started to look for more clues. "All right, there must have, like, how did it get all the animals if, like, the doors were never opened, the windows were not broken? They must have some kind of, like, tracker beam or, like, transporter light that just, like, instantly sucks them up through the light into their spaceship." Fox has a really good imagination, but Lennon actually believed it. Fox, I think you're right. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but I think that's what the flash was. How are we gonna do this? Oh, dear. We could set a trap," said Fox. "Yes, let's totally do that. Okay, so I have a crazy idea, Fox. Come here." Lennon whispered her idea into Fox's ear. Her idea, which is crazy. She wanted to pretend that they were pets and maybe the aliens would come back and bring them back to the spaceship. Because I think that's the only way to rescue all those animals is to get into the alien spaceship and save them. And I guess there's no other better way than to act like an animal. Fox, so what do you want to be?
I guess I'll be a puppy. I've always kind of wanted to be a puppy," said Fox.
And Lennon said, "Great. I'm going to be a cat. This is going to be perfect. Let's go." Lennon and Fox had to wait for the day to pass and for it to be nighttime again. And they put on some costumes to make them look like a puppy and a cat. And they went inside and sat in the pet store. In the puppy section and the cat section, of course. They didn't want the aliens to think that they were people trying to trick them, so they had to look exactly like the real thing.
"I don't know if this is working,"
shouted Fox.
"Shh, we gotta be patient," said Lennon.
It had been many hours and nothing had happened, but all of a sudden...
"Oh, what was that?" A bright flash happened, and instantly, poof,
they were sitting inside of a UFO with aliens!
Dun, dun, dun! "Lennon! Lennon! Are you there? I can't see you! I can't see anything!"
"Fox! Fox! Calm down! Your ears are over your eyes!"
Oh! That's right!"
Fox moved his ears out of his eyes from the dog costume, remember?
"What are you doing? You are not pets. What are you doing? You tricked us. We don't like to be tricked."
"Oh, hi."
As Lennon was looking eyeball to eyeball, well, this alien only had one eyeball, so it was two eyeballs to one eyeball. She said,
"Hi, my name's Lennon, and this is my brother Fox. And yes, we tricked you. But it's because we need to save all those pets that you took. Why did you take them? That's stealing."
Me. "Well, it was my son's birthday, and he said he wanted a pet, and I didn't know what to do, because people, are afraid, of us.
"Oh, my. Well, yeah. So that's good. You weren't going to hurt them. But, yeah, it's probably not good to take all of these, because that would be a lot of work. So, how about you just, does your son like one particular pet?"
Me. "Yes, he really likes the fish."
"Oh, great. Well, yeah, we can help you set up an aquarium and get the fish everything they need to be nice and healthy and all the food ready. We can teach you how to do that."
Me. "That would be great. Me.
Fox, can you grab that stuff over there?
and I'll grab the aquarium and we can get it all set up. Lennon and Fox started to help the aliens put their fish aquarium together. I had no idea that aliens wanted pets just like us. That's pretty crazy. And now Lennon and Fox get to bring all the other pets back to the pet store. Holy smokes, that would have been a crazy alien UFO ship if they had kept all of these noisy, furry, scaly, feathered friends. Well, I think they learned their lesson, and Lennon and Fox saved the day again! Great job, guys. You saved all these animals from being stuck in a UFO. Well, friends, I will see you on our next adventure. Bye! Great job, friends. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for good shoutouts. I want to say hey to Levi from New Zealand, Mateo and Katrina from the Philippines, Maya from Boston, Massachusetts, Brady from Jupiter, Florida, Evelyn and Atlas from Portland, Oregon, Maisie and Nadine from Westland, Oregon, and Elia from Israel. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. You have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!